Okay, so first of all, can you just please introduce yourself and what you do at the Toronto Women's Bookstore, please?
Sure. Okay, well, my name is Victoria Moreno, and I'm the new owner of the Toronto Women's Bookstore, and that hasn't been a year yet since that's happened. It happened last year, August 2010.
Okay,
great. So I do everything at the bookstore for the moment.
Okay, so the Toronto Women's Bookstore is kind of a well-known landmark in Toronto, both the cultural and community landscape. But what makes your bookstore different from the other bookstores? Like, what do you do and why do you do it?
Right. Well, it's a bookstore that's been around for over 37 years. And so we are a feminist bookstore, and it initially came out of the need for books for women, written by women. So we still do that. That is our focus. It's mainly for women authors, marginalized women, women of color, Aboriginal women, but not solely that. We also do, we have global issues and environment and fiction and parenting, queer parenting. So we cater to quite a niche market.
Right. So you, you have like this big presence in the community. How do you like promote that and keep that presence going?
Yeah, I think, I have always been a part of the women's bookstore. I used to work here a number of years ago, so it was really important for me to keep it a vibrant part of the community. And so we participate in different events, International Women's Day, for Pride. We will have a couple of tables there. We also do book tables for different events. So that's, in a sense, our commitment to the community, and also by being here, I believe it's a strong commitment to the community, by providing the bookstore as a safe and welcoming space for all women and everyone in general, not only women. So, yeah.
Right. So that's important to just...
Yes.
Yeah. So, tragically, nearly a year ago, your store was almost closed, but you've managed to return stronger than ever. And it's true that you have a new cafe on site, right?
That's right, yeah. Stronger than ever, I would like to say so. I mean, I've put a lot of energy and love and into the bookstore, and I think that was absolutely necessary. I've been working sort of 7 days a week since I took over. So it's still a difficult struggle, as it is for all independent bookstores, but I do feel that there is support from the community, and sort of by adding the cafe and a backyard space, it's sort of creating more of a social space for the bookstore, for welcoming people that would hopefully get us going.
So why did you think that the cafe was the right choice, like to create the cafe and social spaces in the bookstore?
Part of the reason is my idea of a social space. I think we generally, in this time, we get caught up with being social and what that really means in terms of most people spend a lot of their time in front of a computer, whether it be Facebook and other types of social networks out there. So is that really socializing? That's my question. And I sort of want to pull back from that, go back to a little bit of the basics and have a space where people can actually meet in person and talk about interesting things. So I thought that the cafe would bring on that component, so people who come in, who generally browse in the bookstore, all of a sudden say, okay, well, I want to sit down and perhaps start talking to someone, which often happens. And if also... Yeah, that's I thought it would be a good combination, as well as for the book launches and other things. We have theater readings, we've had music nights, so I sort of want to create this sort of a cultural hub and community-oriented bookstore.
Right, so there's this very strong link between the social and the community aspects when it comes to feminism and feminism in Toronto. So why do you think this link is so crucial to helping feminism survive and thrive?
What I think is so crucial. Well, I think, you know, in different times we've had different. I think feminism is still so important, so relevant. Whereas some people think, is it relevant anymore? I think it is. I mean, we're coming from a multicultural city, where we're constantly getting people from different countries and that need exposure to this type of bookstore. But, you know, feminism also has changed throughout the years. And I think my view of it is just more of an openness towards everyone, sort of more humanitarian sort of feel for it. So I think in this time it is more than we've ever needed it in the past.
Right. You mentioned earlier that people just kind of spend their time in front of the computer and that's not really socializing. So why do you think print literature is still such an important aspect, and why is it important in this new media landscape?
Well, I guess it's the whole action of the physical reality of the book. Now, of course, there's a question of the environmental issue behind it, but I just find that you're actually, when you're not reading online, when you have a book in front of you, a paper where you can actually feel and smell and hold to the touch, it actually really removes you and takes you wherever the book may want to take you, wherever your headspace is. Whereas, you know, if you're in front of the computer, you might have other things open, you might have, and then you get distracted and pulled away from that. So you don't really, I can't say for real, I don't really actually read online, but I find that you wouldn't necessarily escape to the fullest or allow yourself to. Then also there's the provision, right? I think sitting in front of a screen reading is not the most comfortable position, whether you have a laptop or not. You know, you can't just sort of take it everywhere. Well, I guess nowadays you can, but sort of, and it's hard on your eyes. It's hard on your eyes. And people, I don't know if they realize how damaging it is. So I think that's why it's so important to still have print literature. Now, in saying that, I also, within the bookstore, want to create a library, a community library, because I do realize that, you know, the changing face of publishing and the way people are reading is different, but I still sense so much that the book, the physical book, is such an important thing, print.
Right, like many, many other authors have said that print will never die out, and it's still a very vital part. So within the bookstore itself, you mentioned that you do programs like book signings, benefit concerts, I think I heard, things like that. So one thing I noticed on your website was you have a Facing Out program.
Right.
Can you explain what that is and what it strives to do?
Right. Okay. It's interesting that you saw that on our website?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Facing Out came from an idea of Anne-Marie Schauder and myself sitting down and thinking about things that we might be interested in doing and how we want to connect people. So we thought having an online presence, that's sort of, I mean, there's so many bad things online. There are some great things as well, but also to create a space where people can create interesting dialogue between people, to talking about different subjects. So what we do is we mainly live stream most of the events that are happening at the bookstore. And so we're creating a library, an archive of everyone that we've had here, who has, of course, agreed to the filming of it. For example, Ina May Gaskin, Farzana Doctor, Carmen Aguirre. So we just to name a few. So we've actually filmed, and so people to gain interest, to have more accessibility for everyone, so that they can't actually come down to the bookstore, they are able to watch it online. Also, it's sort of to create. To get out there further, like our intention with it is to go further to for people who may not have, as we do, the freedoms that we do, are able to sort of tap into this and say, okay, well, this is happening there. Just like the whole movements online now are incredible. So it's in a sense is to build community, but build it on a larger scale.
Right, and that goes back to the whole being social, community links, very important.
Exactly.
So furthermore on your website, I was just wondering, do you have an artist in residence program?
Yes, that's the first artist that we're going to have, actually. Her name is Fabiana Rodriguez, and she's originally born in Peru but lives in Oakland, California, and she's a visual artist, and I came across her work. She's quite an activist, and came across her work and just decided I'd call her up and see if she was going to be coming up to Canada anytime soon. And she mentioned she would be going to Montreal So I invited her to Toronto and said, you know, I'd really love for you to come here and perhaps do a workshop. We can exhibit your work. She's a poster artist and activist. So she agreed, and that's really one of the highlights for this coming month is her coming. So she's on the 23rd of June. She'll be doing an artist talk here, which will be live streamed as well. And then from there, we'll be a lot of her work will be here, as well as at a communication gallery, which is a few doors down, 209 Harbert Street, where most of her posters will be. And then we're coming here for a reception afterward. And then her workshop is actually on the 25th. It's a two-hour workshop, which she's quite amazing. I'm not sure if you are familiar with her work. Are you?
I've seen some stuff. Yeah, we have some posters in the studio, things like that.
Great. So yeah, so this is the first of a sort of, I don't know how often we'll be doing this, but it's sort of, I put it out there. So, well, let's imagine, who would you like to come here and perhaps do something like this at Toronto Women's Bookstore? And she did. She had actually been familiar with the Toronto Women's Bookstore. She loves it, and she understands sort of the struggle within the independent bookstore, and so is doing this to sort of help me out as well. So it's interesting that it's a sort of, again, back to community, back to helping each other.
Mm-hmm.
She's awesome. Mm-hmm.
So what kind of other events do you have happening at the bookstore over the next few months?
Mm-hmm. So for June, we have a book launch for tomorrow, and the book launch is about immigration. So it's a sort of a panel discussion and dealing with situations of immigration and the healthcare system. And so that should be really interesting. That's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And tonight we have something entirely different. Wild Women Expeditions is going to do a talk and a slideshow about who they are and what they offer, sort of travel experiences, expeditions for women in particular. So, yeah, it's a pretty broad range of things. On Sunday we had a book launch for, it was called Misogyny and the MC, so it dealt with sex, race, and hip-hop, which was really fascinating. And we also have coming up, we have a few things for Pride. So we have a lesbian web series, and that's BJ Fletcher, Private Eye. So what we're going to do is have a couple of the producers and the actors here present, and we're going to be just doing a Q&A and then screening some of their web series and then having a bit of a social after that. What else? Yeah, I mean, those are just some of the things for June. July right now is in the works, and so is August, and September is a busy time. So don't know just yet.
Well, we can always just check the website for updates and details,
for sure.
Right?
For sure.
So moreover on that, you mentioned you have artists, not just books, not just authors. But what can volunteers, authors, artists, anyone in the community do to get involved with the bookstore?
Mm. We do have a volunteer contact form on our website. So it's a bit of a difficult thing. I mean, if somebody has a specialty, that would be awesome. If somebody's wanting to get involved in terms of helping out with events, or social media or anything. I mean, we certainly welcome that, and they could just send us an email and we can be in touch. So that's primarily it, helping out at events, at book tables, perhaps even, you know, I'm quite open. I'm quite open to ideas. So anybody who's interested can just simply even walk in and I take a moment to chat.
Right. So in terms of volunteers, you're looking for anyone who has an interest, who's willing to help the community out.
Yes, that's it. That's primarily it.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, that wraps it up. I want to thank you very, very much for this interview.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.